WTBQ. Good morning, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti. This is the American Dream. Welcome. We are here every Tuesday from 10 to 11. Getting to, I have the pleasure to obviously interview and speak to Orange County entrepreneurs specifically. And like I said, we decided to do this show just because there's so many innovators in this area and entrepreneurs everywhere you look in Orange County. And I'm lucky enough to be able to get to interview them once a week. This show is sponsored by Miles Wealth Management. The firm has been around for 38 plus years, started by my father, and still the CEO and chief bottle washer. And I'm lucky enough to be with him each and every day. It's one of the fondest things I get to do is work with your family, and couldn't have it any other way. This morning, I am graced by the presence of a gentleman that's been, he's an entrepreneur of entrepreneurs, quite frankly, and we'll get into this story in a little bit. It's called Gerson Levitas, and I'm going to make sure I don't mess that name up. And we're just going to buy Gerson for the rest of the show because I will goof it up, I promise you. So welcome to the show. Good morning.
Thank you very much. Good morning to you.
Do me a favor, just grab that mic a little closer to you. There you go.
We're okay.
We're a little technical difficulties here. But welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You've been in the Orange County for just a little bit, I see.
Well, about 40 years.
About 40 years. Well, considering I'm 47, you got me there. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Gerson is, like I said before, real quick kind of teeing this up. Gerson's an entrepreneur of entrepreneurs. Now, what I mean by that, folks, is a typical entrepreneur doesn't just take the first job that comes along, and that seems to be their career for the rest of their life. I wish we all knew what we were going to do when we grow up. I still ask myself that question each and every day. And you're no different, Gerson. You started out, and we're going to kind of get into this, but you started out born in the Bronx, upper Manhattan area, I guess. Lived in Inwood, I guess.
Inwood.
It's right there. And you started out your journey selling copiers. Why don't you tell us a little bit how you got going there?
Well, it's kind of a funny story in that in those days, you had to push a copier on a cart. You would get a territory. You would push a copier on a cart. And you couldn't find, they would not pick up the copier at the end of the day. So you'd have to find a place, a business, a location that you could pick, leave it there, and then come back the next day, start off 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, take it out of there, try to sell it if they used it, and then find another place. And, you know, that's where cold calling in my life originated. When business people talk about cold calling, you have to do it this way and that way.
You talk about knocking on doors.
But really knocking on doors, going up an elevator. You can't do it now in a lot of places because of the horrific events that happen in this country.
Right.
It was the way we did it. And the story is that I did it for about 2 or 3 weeks, and I don't know if you're familiar with Manhattan, but my territory was Wall Street, but it started at Chambers Street down.
Okay.
And so it's a nice walk to 120 Wall Street.
Sure is. My father worked there.
There you go. I had a rookie with me, and I was a rookie. And it was pouring out, and I had a big presentation at 120 Wall Street. So we're walking in the rain, and he's helping me push, and I'm pushing it. And I get to the cobblestone section between 140 and 120.
Sure.
Wall Street is just a little narrow.
Those tiny little casters on those things?
Yeah, and it was cobblestone. So as I take the first push to go on the street, on the cobblestone, the copier just tumbles over.
That's an expensive morning.
It tumbles over. So, and I'm laughing. In the pouring rain, soaking wet, I'm laughing. I was a young guy. And I laughed to this day. And he said, why are you laughing? You're going to get fired. And I said to him, I'm not going to get fired. And by the way, congratulations, because you are now promoted to one of the best territories in New York, Wall Street. But there's one provision. You have to wait here till the truck comes. And I'm going back to the office, and I'm going to make him promote me to major account sales.
That was your decision right there.
That was my decision.
I'm not doing this anymore.
Right. Well, I had to do it because I had to...
To learn it.
Yeah. So I go back to the office, and the branch manager says to me, oh, hi, Gers, what happened? I told him. And he says, okay. We go inside, and he says, "Sell me. You want to be a major account guy?" Yeah. And I knew a couple of them at the time. "Sell me this pen." And I looked at him, and I said, "I'll tell you what. Why don't you sell me the pen?" And he did a presentation on the pen. You know, you're an executive, you're a vice president. Do you want complaint about big pens, but, you know, you don't want to sign a $10 million contract
right.
with a big pen. You want a nice cross pen and so forth. And I said, oh, I said to him, oh, that's very good. So when do I start? And he said, tomorrow. And that was my experience with pushing a copy and cold calling.
Yeah. And there's no substitute for cold calling, by the way, especially in a very big beginning of any business or anybody starting their own business. And obviously you're attesting to this. The only way to do it is to do it.
Correct.
There's no magic formula, folks, especially entrepreneurs that are listening, or if you're going to start your business, there's no magic formula. There's not a magic list that's going to show up, or you create this product and they're just going to go find it. And maybe there is, and I'm just missing the boat here. But from my experience, and obviously yours, Gershon, the only way to make it happen is for you to make it happen. And if that means knocking on doors, picking up the phone, going to meetings upon meetings and chicken dinners and all that fun stuff, which we've all done. That's what it takes. There's no magic bullet.
The most important part of cold calling is not necessarily barreling into somebody who's a gatekeeper. That's what we used to call them. I don't know if
they're still the gatekeeper.
The gatekeeper, and
we have
again,
one in our office.
With all due respect to them, they're a secretary or whatever, and they're not a high powered position within the company, and you have to figure out a way to do it. But you, as a, let's say you're my boss, you may have your way of doing business and knocking on doors. And these managers today think they know everything and they want you to do what they do. But the most important part of that, of course, is you can't change your personality and I can't change my personality. So I have to figure out a way as an entrepreneur for me to have the bottom line success to get to the next level with that account.
So you're saying you got to make it your own.
You have to make it your own.
Right. So you get it. So you can have all the scripts and education you want, but until you actually make it your own, you're not going in another step further.
Yeah.
Right?
And then I used to tell the few managers that would deal with me after that, he says, yep, I'll absolutely do that. And they never know what you're, sorry, all you managers out there.
Right.
They never know what you're doing. The results are important, of course.
Well,
and
ultimately,
that's what they get. Yeah, ultimately,
it's production,
that's it.
Right? Yeah.
So, you know, I would go with your heart, your gut, tenacity. Don't get insulted when you get kicked out and just keep moving forward.
Right.
But always listen.
Always listen.
Always listen.
You know, as a wise man told me once, maybe it was a wise woman, probably a wise woman, said, God gave me two ears and one mouth. Do twice as much listening as talking. And it hasn't failed me quite yet. I don't think ever will. You know, with that said, Gershon, you've had, there's a lot of ups and downs, and before, we're not going to get into this just yet because we're going to come back here in a second, but you, not being an entrepreneur, These steps are they're awesome experiences. They're fantastic journeys, but it's not always a simple road, right?
Correct.
And what we're going to do when we come back, you're kind of give us a little insight onto what it takes. And this is Jim Mazzetti with the American Dream. We'll be right back here with Gershon.
If you're a small business owner, no one has to tell you that your business is one of the largest assets you possess. But have you ever taken the time to know what it's worth? Business valuation is not only critical for growing your company, but ultimately its eventual sale. At Miles Wealth Management, they can help you determine the value of your business through a simple yet comprehensive process that doesn't take months and cost thousands of dollars. For many years, Miles has provided you with insurance and financial services. Now they can help you ensure the growth and stability of your business for years to come. Call them today at 845-651-3070 for a free consultation or visit them online at mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located on North Main Street in the Village of Florida. Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors Incorporated and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Listen for Almanac and your host, Paul Tesoro. Almanac is proudly brought to you by Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation. That's Almanac, Monday through Saturday mornings during the 9 o'clock hour. WTBQ.
Hola, this is Elon Gonzalez, host of El Sabor. Tune in Sunday at 8 p.m., los domingos a las 8 de la noche para música latina, playing pop and traditional Latin music on WTBQ, donde escuchan la mejor música, playing the best music. WTBQ.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream. We're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11. Again, this show is specifically about Orange County entrepreneurs. And what a great morning. I'm actually lucky to have Gershon here, Levitas. And I can't even explain what he does because he does so many things, but we'll get into that a little bit. And it was nice enough, one of our listeners just sent me a quick text and said, you know, explain what cold calling is. And you know, it's funny because we take all these things for granted, Gershon, because we've been doing it for so long. But you know, cold calling, for those that are listening, that is, you know, you're getting this list of numbers, whether it be qualified list or non-qualified. Let me explain that again, that are specifically designed to that the people you're looking to talk to, or business owners you're looking to talk to. And you pick up that phone and you dial the number, and you're hoping to get a warm voice on the end of the phone. You get past the gatekeeper, or what they call the administrative assistant, secretary, pit bull, whatever their job may be, to prevent you from getting to the person you need to talk to. But that's what it takes. It took, you know, that's why I got started in business. We got a list, and we started making dialing for dollars, they call it, and hopefully get to somebody that makes the decisions. And we're lucky enough, you know, a lot of business, we do a lot of, we're a financial planning firm, but I started out as in the insurance world, as my father did. And, you know, we would make 100 calls a day. And you know, it was a numbers game back then. I don't think it's much different today. 100 calls, 10 people to answer, maybe get an appointment or 5 appointments and one sale. But that's like that. There's no magic formula. And you've experienced some of the same things.
Well,
right?
Absolutely. The difference between now and then, even though people will go to certain offices that they've never spoken to anybody and knock on the door, and then there's the gatekeeper, the right. Same as it was 4,000 years ago when I was doing it. And in those days, we made phone calls and we made follow-up calls, but initially was to go into a building, knock on the door of whatever business it was, wheel in the copier, and try to get to somebody who will watch me demonstrate the product.
And this is before copiers actually ever knew what a copier is. Okay. Right.
There was a few Xerox, and there was three or four major companies, and that was it. And so it's all changed because in my experience that we'll talk about, I became a major account person dealing with digital solutions when the computer finally came out, and then it was going to be connected to a copier. You had to reinvent yourself and learn that and be able to demonstrate through a computer. And I hated computers. The first computer I wanted, and I gave it to my son.
Really?
He was a young man. I said, I don't want to deal with this stuff. And eventually I had to, in part of that reinventing myself.
Sure. You never stop learning.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that's a major point for anybody in business today is you got to be open or the world will pass you by whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
So you went through, I kind of bring everybody up. So you got these major accounts. You spent, you know, 35 years doing various positions in that world in there. And you're also, you had, you're lucky enough to have a son. Am I correct?
Wonderful son.
And it's nice to hear that, by the way, because it's all about, it's why I get up every morning, is because it's my duty, obligation, responsibility to take care of your family.
Mm-hmm.
And you obviously haven't, you sure. do the same thing each and every day.
Absolutely.
But you also, you went through a little tough time there, and I can appreciate that. And these are kind of, we bring up, you went through a divorce during that period.
Correct.
Which was, sometimes they're not easy things to go through, especially right. when you're running a business. And I can attest to, I went through one myself. And after you get through those down times, mm-hmm. You kind of just got to realize that you got to pick yourself back up and go at it, right?
Well, the most important thing at that specific time was the consistency of my son having that relationship, which was very powerful even when he was 2 years old.
But right.
It was when he was about 8 or 8 and a half years old. So I needed the consistency, and I almost moved away. And I refused to move away, and I ended up staying in the same town, and I
figured it out.
Time with him every weekend, and one night during the week, and I only missed a couple through the few years that he was separated from me.
Right.
And then eventually he came to live with me, my house came back, and everything was consistent for him. And that is probably one of the most, probably the most important thing I ever did.
Right. Probably the most trying parts of your life as well.
Well, because it was so important, you know, the world is very difficult and divorces are very difficult, and it doesn't matter. The divorce happened, it's over with, but it has lasting effects on your children. So you don't want to be away from that if you can all...
If you can help it, sure.
Correct. And that's what I did. So I went through that. I went, and everything is great. I married a wonderful woman, Judy DeWitt, and we've been married for 23 years.
There you go.
And Ethan is an artist photographer. And I didn't know how he came.
How he came and got
I
that.
I can, but that would be too much time on the show.
Well, listen.
And he learned some of the things that I... hopefully taught him.
Anytime I've talked to any business owner, especially mm-hmm. With families, and we deal with families at our firm every day,
mm-hmm.
and I notice it each and every day with my own children, DNA is a funny thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you see the differences or the similarities in any of your children, your family, mm-hmm. Some good, some bad, some different. But the neat thing is they got a good piece of you, and they got a good piece of her mom, and they hopefully got the best of both of you.
Well, I remember I was his mentor growing up, taught him things. He teaches me things every day.
It's kind
and
of,
helps me.
It's a full circle, isn't
point.
It?
It's absolutely. I used to resist it, but now I don't.
Well, it's tough. When you're the dad, I'm supposed to be the one that knows
yeah.
everything, right? It's funny. I didn't think my father knew anything until I was in my 30s, probably.
I know.
But thank God he's still here with me and teaches me every day. Yeah. So let's talk about a little bit. You've had several... I'm going to say experiences, but also businesses throughout your career.
Right.
Give me a rundown on how you came to kind of the lineage here, how you got to where we are today.
Well, being in major accounts and getting involved with large corporations out of New York, wherever I could sell it. The corporate might be in New York, but they had offices all over. So I did want to say that the experience that I have, not only in the knocking on the doors or the cold calling, was most of these companies wanted one person to be their contact point, even though there were copiers all over the country.
Okay.
So if they had a problem with a local dealer or distributor, they can call somebody in corporate sales who can... eliminate that issue and be their spokesman.
Okay.
So I learned another very important lesson in customer service.
Bingo.
And I learned that at the beginning, and as it got over, it got bigger and bigger, the responsibility, and then the part when the copiers were connected to computers, I had to learn all of that and then be able to translate the issues to my corporate office to get it done. So that was the experience. But I was tired of it.
Okay.
So,
but that said, you know, perfect lesson for those we're talking about this. You know, in all businesses, people do not like the runaround. They, you know, when they identify, and you know, relationships are relationships, which is where how you've obviously become so successful. And for those that are listening, I mean, it is the relationship.
Sure.
You know, you may have a monster back office and productions and ITs and everything else, but the customer wants to speak to one person, and it's then your job to resolve it from there.
Correct.
Right. And go ahead.
And that's how you build the business.
Yeah.
And referrals, of course, are very important. And
I've received them
because of the work that I did. But I was tired of it, and being up here, I didn't want to commute to the city. So my first real experience was with something called the 911 medical ID card, which I just showed you a couple of minutes ago. And it's a repository for all your medical records, not necessarily doctor's notes, but your blood work. If you have a test, well, not just say, okay, everything's okay, or something's low, the actual report, and you could scan it into the computer and then
download it to the
card and carry it with you.
Oh, great idea. What a great idea.
And it was a great idea, and that was about 5-6 years ago. The problem was that there was a little roadblock with electronic health records, where the government decided that they were going to have health records for everybody. So that's all well and good, but not everybody wants to have the big brother doing everything, obviously.
Nope, certainly not me.
But most hospitals were going to be required to do something.
Right, they have no choice. They don't.
However, in the same period of time, they blocked a lot of these very good ideas out because they were spending millions on the software for the electronic records.
Right.
The card has saved lives.
That's a great idea.
And
I mean, anybody's out there who ever does any kind of traveling or, you know, you imagine, me personally, I mean, having parents that are, you know, in their early ages, I can't imagine, if you asked me today, if something happened to my mother, what medication she's on, I'd be hard pressed to tell you. Mm-hmm. I mean, and in the case of an emergency, what a great idea to be able to, hey, here's the records right here.
Yeah.
I can't pronounce half these things, never mind, I know what they do, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that's
correct.
A fantastic idea. So what happened there?
Well, what happened, the last part of that was that I was very close to something very substantial, and that would have broken the industry wide open. And the owner ran out of money. Wasn't my fault.
Right.
Had a major deal pending. And they wanted the company in New York City, the doctor's office, to give me a fortune just so that he could go out and get the medical records. And I basically rejected that and said it might be the way you do it where you are. But
right.
In New York, it's a great market, but it's the toughest market. And it show me, and you show me, and it works, then it's the home run.
Right.
So it just fell by the waysides.
But
it was a big challenge. Yeah.
It's a huge challenge.
Yeah.
But that's being a business. That's being an entrepreneur.
Sure.
It's throwing it out there. You know, there's a perfect lesson for anybody who's listening who's probably gone through this as well. Is that it could be the best idea ever. And that by the way, that sounds like an amazing idea, and it almost sounds like a no-brainer. Especially for anybody that has any kind of medical issues, there might be those ID bracelets and all that fun stuff, but to have a card with actually all your, protected information for the matter, right?
Because you're putting the information in.
Right.
Not me or not a third party somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually putting in what you want people to see. Some things were password protected and some things weren't password protected.
Brilliant idea.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But that's a lesson in life.
Some
of the best things in the world, it sometimes just the timing could be off. Regulatory world can be get in the way, as they obviously did on this one. But didn't stop you. That's not, you know, that's a true entrepreneur, right?
Right.
It doesn't stop
right.
you. You get up in the morning and you come back and you figure out what's the next thing to do.
Yeah, I say, what the heck am I going to do?
Now what am I going to do? I still got to pay the electric. I still got to put the food on the table, pay the mortgage, et cetera, et cetera.
So I do it really as a very local courtesy.
You're still doing it though.
But just as a side thing, because I still have the software and so
okay.
forth. But it's just for record keeping.
Okay.
It still can be plugged into a PC, but it's really just a great repository for your medical records.
Yeah, which we'll have to talk about after the show, because
okay.
I think they'll be fantastic. Okay. Let's hold that thought as long as Dan makes his way back into the studio mm-hmm. here. But we're going to, when we come back after this, I want to kind of get into where you come from and where we're going next. And
okay.
And also, one thing about Gerson we'll get into in a little bit, Gerson, is that you are a huge proponent of local chambers and
yep.
supportive chambers.
Yep.
And we'll get into that a little bit more and then your latest and greatest accomplishments here. So actually, apparently, Dan does not want to join us today, so we're actually lucking out. We can keep going. So let's talk about this. Actually, let's get into the Chamber of Commerce real quick, if you wouldn't mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a member of the Orange County Chamber. We're very large supporters in that, and we're also mm-hmm. very very involved in the Warwick Chamber of Commerce. And I think there's no better organizations for small business. I think, and actually, not better organizations, but resources.
Correct.
Would you agree?
Absolutely.
And how you? What about what's your experience with the Orange County Chamber and other chambers?
Well, when I started with the medical ID card, I joined the chamber. I joined a number of the Warwick Chamber and a few others, and the Rockland Business Association. And my experience was good, but it was taking a long time for some additional recognition.
Okay.
And I did spend a lot of money on advertising.
Advertising inside the chamber? Okay.
And outside the chamber. But for me, it didn't work the way it should have worked.
Right. Because everything's different, right? Every industry, I find, anytime I do an interview here, different things work for different folks.
Well, the radio, your radio station mm-hmm. welcomed me. They were great. I was on the show a few times.
WTBQ. Yep. Fantastic. Yep.
There was another radio station that did the same thing. But I did all kinds of banner ads on the chamber, and none of the combination of everything. I spent a fortune.
Yep.
And
sure.
I didn't get
the return.
Return. So, and I'm going to talk about the chambers as
no,
I
keep going
as I maneuver.
I love where
I
you're
maneuver,
at because
as I maneuver,
we had similar experiences and similar results and just the different things in different businesses. I think.
So because of that, a friend of mine told me about this company that's starting up called AdSimple.
AdSimple?
AdSimple with
Zimple,
a Z.
With a Z, okay.
Web advertising platform that we use our own social media as a referral-based advertising platform for our clients that we push out.
Interesting.
To our Facebook contacts and our LinkedIn, and some of them will like it and share it. And so on and so forth. And we created what's called viral marketing because it goes to you. Let's say you didn't like me. You're a friend on Facebook, but of course everybody isn't a friend.
Right.
But some would like it. Some would like it and share it. And the ones that liked it and shared it went to a whole new audience of Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and so on, Twitter. And Google Plus.
So this is almost like a LinkedIn setup, but a much more specific.
But it's a way to brand a company, a small and medium-sized company, a home business, or other business that wants to reach another audience. They don't have to stop what they're doing. And they could just take this
sure,
because
it's
very inexpensive. But yet it's powerful because I'll push the ads out, or I'll send the ads out again of my clients in about 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 5 weeks. And so it's going out again. So there's a constant push.
Wow.
So when I did that,
Nick, if you're listening, by the way, you better write that down. AdSimple. We'll have to take a look at it when I get back.
So I became a founder of Ad Simple. Then I decided to renew my membership with the Orange County Chamber. I did go to events. It was great, just like the Warwick Chamber is great. The Goshen Chamber is terrific.
All those little chambers
all
are great.
They all do a wonderful job, but you have to engage with them.
Thank you. That's exactly it.
Really?
Right? I mean, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's you know, you don't just join or put advertising up there and expect the world to come to you. You got to take an active role in there.
Correct. Right. And if you're a big corporation, you send people to go to shows, to go to the mixers, to do relationship building and so forth. Then I got engaged more with the chamber.
Because of that.
Because of that. And I joined a committee.
The next step.
And then I joined another committee because I always like helping people. It's in my DNA. I have a lot to share. If someone wants to have somebody share it with them, I never ask for anything. Yeah. When I see somebody, even yourself or somebody that I could help in some way, it doesn't even have to be with the business, I'll do it. And I don't expect a return for that. The return is that you become a little more knowledgeable, if I can help you, for you to go on your own journey as an entrepreneur. And so people got to understand who I was and what I'm about. And then I joined another committee. And I'm in three or four committees, and the people in these chambers, in the Orange County Chamber, Lynn Sion and Valerie Andrea and Wendy and Adrienne and Arlene and Ellen Daly are wonderful people.
They're in it for the right reasons.
Yeah. And if I forgot anybody, I'm sorry. I'll remember when I see you later.
Right when you walk off the show, you go, darn it, I forgot to say that, and now I'm going to pay the price. But you'll buy a cup of coffee. But I think the important thing, I know, is chambers. Yeah. You know, and you hit the nail on the head, is the involvement you have. It's up to you on how involved and how much you want to help and help. And giving is the best reward anyway.
Sure.
Right. And the people, the business that comes out of it, if it comes out of it, is just a byproduct of your giving. And that's, you know, that's just life in general.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it works.
And you know, it's easy to do that.
Yeah.
To be nasty and to be two-timey, all those things that some people are, only out for themselves and so forth. And of course, I don't know anybody like that.
No. You don't have to point them out, by the way. They point themselves out.
I don't have to think about it.
Right.
So it's easy.
Right. It's all good.
Somebody else, it might be hard.
Right.
Me, it's easy.
Well, the one thing I want to bring up to the entrepreneurs that are listening, and we are, for the people that are listening, we are huge, both of us are huge advocates of chambers.
Absolutely.
And we believe in our chambers wholeheartedly. But one of the things we experience with, you know, going all out or putting dollars, expending dollars into certain chambers and so on and so forth. And we were big, we thought we were a very large supporter of one particular chamber, Orange County Chamber. But it was time to reevaluate that. So I'm going to hold that thought. We're going to come back to here in a second. This is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream. We're right back.
If you're a small business owner, no one has to tell you that your business is one of the largest assets you possess. But have you ever taken the time to know what it's worth? Business valuation is not only critical for growing your company, but ultimately its eventual sale. At Miles Wealth Management, they can help you determine the value of your business through a simple yet comprehensive process that doesn't take months and cost thousands of dollars. For many years, Miles has provided you with insurance and financial services. Now they can help you ensure the growth and stability of your business for years to come. Call them today at 845-651-3070 for a free consultation, or visit them online at MilesWealthManagement.com. They're located on North Main Street in the Village of Florida. Miles Wealth Management, LLC, is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors Incorporated and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hi, this is Dan Castricone. Join me every Thursday at 12:30 for the Dan Castricone Radio Show. We'll take your phone calls, have exciting guests, talk about current events, maybe a little politics. Thursdays at 12:30 on WTBQ. Radio worth listening to.
This is attorney Bob Krahulik of the law firm Beatty & Krahulik, the lawyer guy on WTBQ Radio.
Tune in every Thursday at 12 noon for the latest in legal advice and tips.
We're taking calls and giving answers to all your legal questions and issues on WTBQ.
WTBQ weather.
Well, we have sunny and milder weather coming in today. Under partly sunny skies, we'll get into the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy as warmer air still moves in, low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine developing, warmer with a high near 70. Clouds back in tomorrow night in the mid-40s. And for Thursday, look for clouds and some sun, maybe a passing shower in the afternoon with a high in the upper 60s. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Tony Salima. WTBQ.
Welcome back. This is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream. We're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11. And this is The American Dream. This is where entrepreneurs come to Orange County to get interviewed by me. And we get to ask them all the fun questions on how they decided they were going to do it and why they do it and why they keep doing it. And Dan, I want to welcome you back. Was the coffee good? All right, good man. Just a little technical difficulty. We love this show. This is what we love about WTBQ, though. This is such a great family. I'm blessed to be on this show or be able to have a show on WTBQ. And this is a privately owned company as well. This is not a multi-million-dollar network, although I'm sure Frank would love that if it was.
Frank is wonderful.
Yeah, he's good people. And you talk about people that, you know, true entrepreneur as well. Yeah. And one of these days, I'll be lucky enough to interview him on the show. But, you know, this is private business, that, and they give back each and every day, each and every week. And I think most businesses in this country do that. 95% of all businesses in this country are small mom-and-pop shops, believe it or not. It's only that 5% that the ones we read about on Wall Street and in the news, and also the ones that we read about because they're wreaking havoc in the economy. So, but anyway, welcome back, Gershon. Thanks for joining us this morning. Having a great conversation here. We were just left off talking about Chambers, and we were just talking a little bit off air, and I kind of want to circle back to it. This is an important lesson for us, and again, our company has been around for 38 years, and you've been doing this for about 40 years as well. But I mean, an important lesson for anybody who's in business that is looking to figure out what the best marketing strategy or how to get best discovered. I think it is very, very simple to say that it depends. Right, there's no magic bullet here. We were talking about knocking on doors and cold calling. All those things ring true here. But the important thing is to not be afraid to try something. Yeah, but I mean, really give it a try, and then say, you know what, it doesn't work. Let's try something else. I mean, because you know the definition of insanity, right? Keep trying, doing the same thing, expecting different results. And I've been down that road, and I think anybody in business for themselves has been down that road, and I think you could probably attest to a few things you've done.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, so the important thing is don't be afraid to change directions if you're a business owner, and be open-minded. And you know, and listen to your gut. Gerson, we were talking that a little bit before when we were off air, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think your gut tells a lot of things, and don't ignore it, to say the very least. Let's talk a little bit here going forward. Your next venture in life, which I think you're very proud of. Why don't you kind of introduce it?
Well, then? I did want to say two quick things.
Yep.
You need passion. Very, very important. Find something that you're passionate about. Go for it. But listen, more sales have been lost by you talking, an individual talking about the business, and not listening to what's really important to the client, to the prospect. So you must listen. Otherwise, it's very hard to succeed if you don't listen. In other words, don't just try to sell what you want them to buy in a pigeonhole, but rather find out what their needs and their wants are and
come up with a solution.
There you go, and offer a solution.
Right.
What happened, and I'm always looking for things to help people, even my AdSimple is helping people that can't afford to spend a lot of money on advertising, and over a long period of time, there is some effectiveness to this.
Sure.
A friend of mine in California sent me what's called a topical analgesic cream. And my wife and I said, well, I'm doing the ad simply. He said, try it. You're going to be very surprised. And my wife and I tested this product on my bad knee, my back from doing shows, my shoulder from lifting my attaché case.
You name it.
And we also had other family members and so forth try it. And we tested it for about 3 months and didn't get one complaint.
That's nice. Not one.
Not one complaint from anybody that was testing it. So we said, you know, let's do something that we could do on weekends, you know, that we can help people, and maybe if we can make a couple extra dollars, that would really help us anyway.
Right.
And we started to go to flea markets, and we bought product, and we went into flea markets and some very large flea markets, and we're looking for more flea markets. And what it actually is a company that's called Real Time Pain Relief. And what they have done is they've been in business since 1998. They're FDA registered, and they've had great success with over 100 types of arthritic pain and back pain and hand pain and muscle strains, and you name it.
It's out
there. And the problem with it is you have to engage people by asking them to put it on. And if they put it on, the chances are there's going to be some immediate relief, especially for arthritis of the hands, knee replacement injuries, and so on and so forth.
Wow.
So, and the beauty is it doesn't, what we call, mask the pain.
Right. So it's not getting a steroid or cortisone shot where you're just not feeling the pain even though you're continuing to do damage to it.
Correct. And right. Once you start to go over 1.5% menthol, going all the way up to some that are 16% menthol, the bottom line is the pain may go away, but it may not be reducing the inflammation and therefore really reducing the pain, because then you have to put a lot more on.
Right.
It's an ingredient-based therapy. It uses 19 herbal and natural products as the main catalyst. 13 of them, like arnica.
Oh, sure.
And so
on. Snake venom, by the way.
Yeah.
If you know those.
And additionally, 13 of them are anti-inflammatories.
So all natural, though.
So you put them on the area that you have pain, and rub it in for about 10-15 seconds, and go about your business. And usually you're going to see results within a couple of minutes, sometimes even quicker.
That's
been my results. But I would like to read.
Please, yeah.
A couple of testimonials.
This is your show, my friend. Please do it.
Okay. This is from a company in Campbell Hall, I believe, Graham Photography, from a Liz Graham, the owner. On Sunday, April 12th, I was a vendor at Community Connection and Business Expo held in Monroe Woodbury High School. While there, Gerson Levitas had a booth not far from mine. They were promoting a product called Real Time Pain Relief. As a sufferer of fibromyalgia for several years, I was interested in their product. I have been on many medications designed to deal with fibromyalgia pain, but this cream was topical, which was great because I have many allergies to oral medications. My pain usually hits my ankles, calves, lower back. Standing all day at the expo was far from the ideal conditions for me, and after speaking to them, I decided to try it too. When I got home exhausted and hurting, I rubbed the lotion on my ankles and calves and went to bed. I noticed that I did not have the normal leg pains I have had every night at bedtime. Instead, I was in very little pain, unusual for me. I slept all night, and in the morning, I noticed once again, very little pain. During the day on Monday, I was able to unpack my totes from the day before, vacuum my studio, wash several loads of laundry, which required me to walk up and down stairs. By the evening, I was still feeling fairly decent, thanks to Real Time. Thank you, Gerson, for introducing me to this product that really works.
Wow.
That's a true testimony.
Yep. And, you know, kind of not to stop you there, but, you know, this is the stuff that, you know, like you said, this is what is the driver for you in your business.
Correct.
Is people actually getting real results from the business that you started or brought into the area to make people aware of. Yeah. And I think that's an important thing for anybody who's like doing a business, is that you need to, you know, make sure you're going to follow your heart and follow your passion. And at the end of the day, you're helping people help you and yourself. With that said, we got to take one quick break here. We'll be right back with Gershon. And this is the American Dream.
Mike, I have good news and bad news. Good news is my son just got accepted to college.
Hey, congratulations, Bill. That's great news. What's the bad news?
We don't have enough money for his college education. I don't know how I'm going to tell him that we can't afford to pay all 4 years.
Listen, call the people at Miles Wealth Management. They helped me with my financial planning, and now I can afford my son's entire college tuition. To tell you the truth, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm truly financially secure.
That's exactly what I need. Now, how do I get in touch with these guys?
You can call them at 845-651-3070, and their website is mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located right in the Village of Florida.
I'm calling them as we speak.
Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors, Inc., and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
This is Marina Case, principal designer of the Red Shutters in downtown Warwick. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 noon and join me for The Style Show, a show about decorating, fashion, and fun on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
Hi, this is Lynn Allen Cione. I'm the president and CEO of the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. Join us every Friday at 12 noon when we will highlight Orange County Chamber's events and business right here on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to. WTBQ.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti. This is the American Dream. We are here every Tuesday from 10 to 11. And I kind of goofed this up. And Dan, you got to yell at me more often in the future to make sure that if anybody has any questions for our guests, please do not hesitate to call at 651-1110. That's 651-1110. Give us a call here at the studio, and we'll patch you right through for any questions you may have for our guests. And I'm lucky enough to have Gershon Levitas as my guest today. And, you know, you've been through quite a bit, to say the very least. And one of the things, you know, we were going through all these little pieces, and the thing that I found out when I was kind of doing a little research on you, never mind all your involvement in all these chambers and all these local things that you support, but you actually got a well-deserved award, a very large award, this actually this past couple weeks, I believe it goes, right?
Well, it's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night you're getting it? Okay.
Tomorrow's the dinner.
It is the Membership Volunteer of the Year Award from the Orange County Chamber. And that, and folks, that is no small or light award given by any stretch of the imagination. But if you heard and listened to this program, it's paying your dues. It's giving your time. And one thing we know, you can't put a price tag on time. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
Kind of following us up here, because I want to make sure we hit this last topic here. And let's, you know, you're involved in this topical medicine now. Which I can tell you, I've used
FDA registered.
It's FDA registered.
Yep.
I've used similar things in the past, and I can't wait to actually try this because it does work, and it doesn't. It prevents me from getting, you know, cortisone shots in my shoulders and everywhere else that ails me as you get older. So, kind of give us a little more background on that, if you would.
Well, after testing and going to the shows, I realized how important it is, and I'm actually at another level within the structure. So I have dual roles.
Oh, for the business itself.
For the business.
Okay.
And the role I have is, one, to sell a product for myself by going to the shows. I am looking for 5 people in the Hudson Valley who are entrepreneurial that would like to have a conversation about this product from a business point of view. I don't get money from the people that I work with. I'm paid by real time.
Okay.
And I sell the product at the same cost that I get it. They can't get it less going to the company. So I'm perfect with perfectly, capable of helping and training and going to shows with them to build their businesses. The other part is I'm also an account manager.
Oh, for the company. Okay.
Independent, but for the company, where I can put my product, again, at the same cost that I get it for, in businesses, in retail businesses, in gyms and other places. So if you know anybody
sure.
that has an interest, I'd love to talk to them.
Right. And how would they get a hold of you?
Great. The name of my company is Pain Relief For You Now New York. Pain Relief For, the number four, U, the letter U, Now New York. And by the way, it's pain relief and it smells great too.
Oh, so it doesn't give you that old Bengay?
No, it has a little menthol, but I think it smells more like peach and apricot.
Okay.
So you're not going to be too medicinal unless you put it right to your nose.
Well, playing football all these years, trust me, walked around smelling just wonderful.
I have a Facebook page that I've started recently that you can actually shop on my shopping site, facebook.com/painrelief, the number four, the letter U, New York.
Bingo.
And if you go to that, you'll read a little bit about what some people have to say. I'm just starting to get testimonials on and comments. And I will have video testimonials. There are a few people that are actually going to be doing video testimonials.
Well, that's saying a lot right there.
Local. My email address, I know it's a lot of information.
No, get it out there, please. That's what we're here for.
Gerson, G-E-R-S-O-N, at painrelief, the number four, the letter U, nownewyork.com.
Fantastic, man. Wow.
And my last part is my cell number is...
You're giving out your cell number?
Yes, I am.
Look at that.
I'm not afraid of that. 914-443-2049.
Wow.
And I'm located in Middletown, but I'm not going to give you that information on this call. Call me up. I'll tell you where I have an office.
Absolutely.
And it's right on 211 in back of Pizza Hut in an executive suite.
You're easy to find.
I'm easy to find.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think you'll be happy that you found me.
There's no question. I want to thank you for taking your time today. As
thank
every business
you.
Owner that comes on here, it's been a pleasure. And listen to where you came from and how you got there and what the future lies for you and your family and your business at Pain Relief, Real Time Pain Relief. And I'm going to goof that up, and everybody who listens to the show knows I'm going to goof those things up. But please feel free to reach out to Gerson. This is it's amazing, not only a product, but he's an amazing guy. Who can help you and not only what a product does, but I think a lot of mentor. I'd love to just chat with you for another bunch of hours if I had the time here. Again, this is Jim Mazzetti with the American Dream. We're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11. You can also find me at Miles Wealth Management on 59 North Main Street. Give us a call at 845-651-3070. Speak to Roseanne, the infamous gatekeeper. As we were referring to those the other day, and she's a fabulous person. But the nice thing about that is you get a real person on the phone, not dial one for this and dial two for that. So again, this is Jim Mazzetti. I hope to see you guys or hear from you guys all next week. This is the American Dream, and come see us. Take care. Oh.
If you're a small business owner, no one has to tell you that your business is one of the largest assets you possess. But have you ever taken the time to know what it's worth? Business valuation is not only critical for growing your company, but ultimately its eventual sale. At Miles Wealth Management, they can help you determine the value of your business through a simple yet comprehensive process that doesn't take months and cost thousands of dollars. For many years, Miles has provided you with insurance and financial services. Now they can help you ensure the growth and stability of your business for years to come. Call them today at 845-651-3070 for a free consultation or visit them online at mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located on North Main Street in the Village of Florida. Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors Incorporated and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hi, it's Paul Ruskevich,
Barry Cheney,
and John Vero.
Orange County legislators on the Thursday morning roundtable, 9 to 10 a.m.
Answering all of your questions and concerns
on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
Your community radio station since 1969. WTBQ.